Blog Talk Radio.
I turned it off. I forgot to turn the button beforehand. Hey, listeners, welcome to another episode of Weekdays with Murph. Today's show, we're welcoming our friend and now six-time guest. She's in the elite top six-time guest, Kristen Burt, to discuss the Daytime Emmy. She was there last weekend, which I'm super jealous about, but we'll talk about that later. So we're going to talk about who won, and of course, Kristen and I have to talk about the fashion, because that's what I'm in it for. And we'll just see what happens. Who knows? But I'm going to bring her on. And sorry about the audio, everyone. I didn't know I had to hit the button. So, hey, Kristen, what's up?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
We're pretty good.
Full. Celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Fun fact,
yeah.
Kristen. You've broken your own record for appearances on the show. You've broken your own record.
I love this. Who else was tied with me?
Patsy Pease is the only other six-timer.
Yeah.
So now I'm tied with Patsy.
Yeah.
Yep, you are.
You are.
And
you know what?
For me to be in.
When I tell her that she's not the only six-timer anymore, then she'll be like, I have to come back because now... because she wants to hold the record, I think. But, no. And the last time she was on, you were both on. Actually, technically, this is seven for you because you were on when we did the show for Cody.
This is true.
For a few minutes.
This is true.
No.
Seven times.
And Cody, I had a hard time calling in on that show, I want you to know. It was very difficult.
So
it was like standing room only.
I heard.
My sister is still mad because we didn't let her through on the line because I knew it was her and I was like, look, I love you and I know that you love him, but I have people like taking off from work to do this, so I have to let them on before you, Megan. I was like, I have people that are like, you know, making time in their busy work lives to do this, and so I was like, you'll have to wait. And she never got through and she was like, I'm so mad at you. And I was like, well, you've called the show before. It's not like, because she wanted to talk to everyone. She was, like, super excited. And I was like, I'm sorry you didn't get through. They cut us off. They, like, forcibly removed us. Kristen was here till the last second when they threw us off.
I called in the last few minutes. Yeah, exactly.
And they threw us off. Like, it was, like, four of us talking. And we were trying to finish the show, and they just kicked us off. This happened before. But anyway, moving on. So, the Daytime Emmys were this past Sunday, and Kristen was there, which I'm jealous about because I wanted to be there, but I wasn't. So, let's see, what can we start? Let's start with the winners. So, everyone, let's start with our opinions on the winners. How does everyone feel about, you know, who won? Is everyone happy with who won? All that stuff.
I can kind of give you, like, what the read was, because I was backstage when they were, you know, announcing the winners. We could actually watch the show on the monitor, and then the winners would come backstage to us and answer some questions. The one that I thought was a little bit controversial, and a lot of people wanted Brooklyn to win, was when True O'Brien won for Outstanding Younger Actress. But you can look at all the Emmy reels, and I love that we can see them. I mean, True put together a killer Emmy reel.
Yeah. For sure.
And, you know, and I know as fans, here's what we have to think. Like, as fans, we're watching all year long, so you see the whole story arc and you see the day-to-day, but a lot of the Emmy voters are not watching all four soaps all the time. They're just watching those Emmy reels. And, you know, if you go back to why Susan Lucci didn't win for so long, I mean, when she finally put together, like, the most epic Emmy reel, that was the year she won, even though... she deserved to win way before then.
Right. Well, I'm totally in agreement with you. The only prediction I had wrong when we had our prediction show last week was I predicted Brooklyn. Everybody else I was right about, which I was like, suck on it, Cody and Kathy, I beat you all for once. I was right about almost everyone. I'm always the one that's wrong about everybody. But I feel the same way. And, you know, a lot of people, because Jeannie Francis is one of those people, everybody knows, I like praise her. Jeannie Francis is one of those people that it took her exactly 30 years. You know, she started the show in 1976, and she didn't win till 2006. And everyone's like, that is such a shame, and it is, but it is all about that reel. These people are not watching the show every day like we are. Mm-hmm. They don't see everything we see, and it just it depends on who has the best reel, which sometimes goes perfectly, and sometimes is like, that's, you know, a shame. But I was happy with the winners because I predicted them all. So
yeah, you did a great job of predicting. And
okay.
A lot of excitement around Brian Craig winning. I think a lot of people had a lot of questions and about the storyline and all the work he's done with, you know, creating awareness for mental health and everything. So that was also kind of interesting to see.
Yeah, Brian did a great job this past year. You know, I am one of those people that doesn't like his character, but I cannot knock the acting because he was great. We talk about that a lot, though. Cody and I are like, man, I really wish we could say something bad about this character because we don't like the character. Nothing against Brian, just the character. But we can't say anything bad about Morgan because Brian does such a good job that we can't.
Uh-huh.
Even though we don't like the character, but...
Yeah, it's okay not to like the character, but I think we also you have to also look at, like, what the character is doing for the greater good. Because there's such a stigma with mental health. And it seems to be, like, that one last area where people are really sensitive and touchy about it. But, you know, Maurice, who plays, you know, his father on the show, has dealt with being bipolar in his real life. And, you know, Brian has that outlet to sort of, like, get into the mind of what it's like to be bipolar.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's created a bond between the actors on set. It creates a very realistic storyline. And I think for people to understand that it's okay to talk about mental illness. It's okay to get help. It's important to take your medication. It's important to go to therapy. It takes away the stigma of it. So I was actually happy that he won.
I was too. It opens up a conversation for everyone, and they realize, like, this is okay to talk about. You know, Brian talks about it. Maurice is very outspoken about it as well. So it's something that starts a conversation, which he spoke about when he was on The Talk. I watched them on The Talk the day after the Emmys on Monday. He spoke about that and how he was happy that this character could inspire a conversation.
Yeah, it's so important. It's same to me with the Bold and the Beautiful transgender storyline. I think, you know, it's funny because we talk about it a lot now because of Caitlyn Jenner. However, Bold and the Beautiful storyline was in play way before we knew that this was all going to happen with Caitlyn, which is really interesting. And I love, and I do love this because I think it's real. I love that, you know, they take the character of Julius and he's never been on board, you know, or he has this journey of, like, not liking the fact that, you know, there's a transgender member of his family. But that's realistic.
Yeah.
For some people, it's hard to wrap their brain around, hard to understand. And maybe you come to an understanding at some point, but it isn't just like, okay, great, for everyone. Like, some people are fine,
right?
Other people aren't. It takes a lot of acceptance. It takes a long time.
Well, the same thing happened. Go ahead, Tony. I'll talk after you.
Okay. I'm stepping away from daytime just a second. I wanted to touch on a interview that you did that I've always had a bunch of respect for this guy. When you interviewed Clay Walker, I'm so glad to see that he's doing well.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
I'm so glad to see that.
I see everything you
Clay Walker.
Facebook, I promise.
Clay Walker is awesome. And he does. And for people that don't know, he suffers from multiple sclerosis, but he's had it for, I think, 15 or probably 18 years now, because I think it was 17 when
probably.
I interviewed him. But he does a lot for the MS community and awareness. He was at the Race to Erase MS benefit a few weeks ago. I didn't get a chance to interview him there, focusing it on the Dancing with the Stars crew. But But he, so sweet, and I think it's important for people to understand that, like, MS also is not just like a death sentence. That so many people are living and thriving with MS. And I've done an interview with Courtney Galliano, who was one of the contestants on So You Think You Can Dance, and because she's still dancing, it keeps her multiple sclerosis at bay. Like, the more you move your muscles, the healthier you're going to stay, because that's super important.
Right.
Yeah, I think a lot of people lack the education about that, and so it's good to see things like that online and to hear people speak about it, because you can, you know, it can educate the greater good,
you know,
like,
and
the community around that.
On the subject of health, that's one reason why I wrote the blog post that I did. I wanted people to, if they didn't take away anything else I said, I wanted them to hear these four words. Listen to your body.
Yeah. I told him to write this blog post, this infamous blog
post
he speaks of, everyone. I told him to write it. Just I want everyone to know I was suggesting, the one that suggested
pretty
this.
Much.
But
yeah.
It's such an important lesson. Like, because Cody's a dude, he's not going to, just because he doesn't feel good, he's like not going to tell anyone. So he learned this time.
I'm one of those people that if I'm feeling bad, I'm just like, it'll go away in a day or two, you know, whatever.
I'm the same way, and you know what? I have allergies and I have all that stuff going on a lot. And somebody like way off in one of my aunt's extended family, he had a sinus infection that caused an aneurysm and killed him. And so now every time I get sick, I'm like, I have to go to the doctor.
Wow.
I don't want to die like he did. That is like my biggest fear now, because he actually died from that. So it's a thing, people.
Yeah,
so,
no,
okay,
it is.
This
is really interesting
conversation.
No, it is, though, because, I mean, I work at, you know,
yeah.
I handle the entertainment aspect of it, but it's the site I work for where I interviewed Clay Walker. It's a women's health and wellness site.
Right.
And it is interesting, you know, just talking to people about their health and in general, they're like, you know when something's wrong. Oftentimes we just are stubborn and we're like, we don't have time to go to the doctor or whatever or seek advice.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people that I've talked to that, like, have battled cancer, a lot of them said, you know, things like breast cancer. Oh, I put my mammogram off for 2 or 3 years. You're supposed to go, and there's controversy whether you go at 40 or 50. But, you know, for people that go every single year, it gets caught very early. For people that wait, oftentimes they don't realize they have cancer, and now it's, you know, stage 3, and it could have been caught
right.
at stage 1. So it is always those things. Go for your checkups. Listen to your body. If something feels off, don't hesitate.
Yeah, really quick on that, before we go back to the winners, because everybody knows I have to fangirl over who won and all, but last year, my aunt found out she had breast cancer, and they caught it really early, and they got rid of it with surgery and everything, and then my grandmother's niece, you know, all in the same family, had it, but she had put her mammogram off, and then she was in really bad shape. She's okay now. They managed to get into remission, but they didn't know that she was going to live, and so, like, we saw both sides of that in one family really quick, like, the difference. So it's important. Listen to your body and do what you're supposed to do, people. It is
so important.
Like, that little emoji with the hands up is me. Okay. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Moving back to the Emmys.
Good hand.
Everyone knows, first of all, that my husband, Tyler Christopher, the love of my life, Nicholas Cassadine, won an Emmy, and I am thrilled. Just, I had to say it because Cody's counting the number of times I mention this man now. So, yes.
360
probably. But
well,
yes,
you know, it's interesting. Backstage, when Tyler won, I will say that the press was thrilled for him. Like, everyone was like really excited that he won, and there was a lot of excitement when he came into the room. I was videoing their Q&A with the press on Facebook Live. If you guys want to see it, it's at She Knows Soaps on their Facebook page. You can see it there, or soaps.com. They have it as well. But, you know, it is when you see someone that's that the press is excited about, and the press is that they're really happy that this actor won. You know, like, this is a good one. That they're a personal favorite, so that was fun to see.
This is the first year for me since we've been covering the Emmys, because this is our third year doing this. This is the first year for me where I feel like the people that we chose, and we all watch the reels. We all watch, for the most part, we watch the shows. I you know. Watch a little Days of Our Lives, because I'm trying not to get addicted to that one, too. But for the most part, we all watch all of it. And so this is the first year I felt like for me, and Kathy may disagree. I don't know, because she's not here. So we're going to say she agrees with me. But that I felt like it really went the way that I had thought it should go, and the way that I felt like not to say that anybody was undeserving or anything, but the people that really deserved it, I felt like won this year. Like, I don't think anybody really got robbed. Like, in past years, we've had people where it was like this huge outburst of, like, people who were unhappy, and I think, like, generally all I've seen is, like, positive comments online. Like, everybody's really happy with the way that it went.
I agree, and I really felt that way at the show. And, you know, award shows are amazing. They're fun. I cover a lot of them, but there is always some politics that plays into the voting, especially the Oscars. It's so political and things like that, and people don't necessarily win for the role or the movie that they should have, and then they feel like they owe it to them, and then they get it. I mean, to me, Leonardo DiCaprio was not at his finest.
Yes.
People will disagree with this in The Revenant. I thought he was great, don't get me wrong, but I've seen better performances out of him. But people are also like, he's been nominated so many times, he is owed it, and, you know, that can play. at the time Emmys. It just was like the right person at the right time won.
Yes.
That's all it is. At the right time.
That's how I felt. Absolutely. And Mary Beth Evans, Cody has heard me talk about this woman like all weekend because I love Mary Beth Evans. I love Kayla Brady. Kayla and Steve are the only people I watch from days. I watch their scenes whenever they're on because you can learn what everything else is happening by listening to them gossip about everyone else, so I don't need to watch the whole show. But I watch for those because she was on the show, and I told her I would watch. So I was like, I told her I was going to watch it. I have to watch. So I told her I would watch Steve and Kayla. Well, I got, super invested in, 1988, and I'm still stuck there. But I was so happy that she won, and I was like, Cody, Mary Beth Evans won. And he was like, good. And he's like, not as excited as me, even though he was thrilled. But I was so excited. Like, I was talking to Nancy on the phone till 1 in the morning. I was like, I can't sleep. I'm super hyped over everybody that won because it finally went the way that we felt like it should have gone. And we were so excited. Yeah. But I was so happy to see her win because it's been 30 years. So
I remember the second I texted Em.
Oh.
I remember the second I texted you, Em, and told you that we were going to have a Mary Beth on the show.
I was so excited. That was so
long
ago.
I think you almost died.
Well, it was a long time ago. I know, because at the time, this is confession hour. At the time, I had never watched Days of Our Lives, but I knew who she was because she's on the Bay. Well, I was like, we're going to have her on the show. And I was like, I can't believe this is really happening. And that's a big deal for our show. At the time, we were so excited. And she came on the show, and she's like, you have to watch. I promise, and I'm not just saying that because I played one of the characters. Like, it's a really good story. You'll love it if you love, all this other stuff. So I said, okay, I'm going to do it. So then I did, and I'm super invested. And I'm, like, in 1988, like, crying over something he says. And everyone's like, you're really late to the party. But that's okay because, But I was so happy that she won. And she wrote a blog post today, and I sent it to Cody about the whole weekend and everything, and it was awesome. But I'm so happy she won, and everybody on Twitter is like thrilled. Like her tweet, or all the mentions and all the tweets to her were my entire timeline because everybody I follow either watches it or they know of her, and they're thrilled that she won. But I was thrilled with everyone that won. I was like happy for everybody.
Well, it's interesting to see because you can really see the reaction because I was holding my phone and I can see the comments as our Facebook Live video was running, and people were thrilled for her, so happy, not a negative comment or anything else, and everyone kind of, forgot about, why isn't this on TV? What channel is this on? Wait, what? Because I was getting a lot of those comments sometimes, too, but Mary Beth really generated a lot of love on social media, which was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I saw her in a Q&A or something, and she said that she would rather be she had the two, one was the dramatic scene, and then one was when she and Steve got locked in the closet, and the fumes from the cleaning supplies made them high. I watched that on TV. It was hilarious. But she said she would rather be known for the funny stuff and win an award for being funny than win for just, crying, because, she can cry. She showed them that she can do that, but she'd rather win for the other side of her character, which I really liked. See, that seems unconventional to me when it comes to the Emmy reels, is something funny. So I really liked that. But
I think it was a very smart move,
too. About her. Yeah.
Well, I think it was a smart move, too, for her on the Emmy reel because, having that comedic scene really shows a different side. And I think a lot of people forget, drama is actually a little bit easier because we all have life events that happen that can make you angrier, that can make you sad. But trying to find those lighter moments and then portray it on screen is really, really hard. And it's why comedy is routinely forgotten at the Oscars. It really is hard to do a great comedic performance. So I think it was so smart of her to have that on her Emmy reel.
Yeah, she said that she thought that really set her apart from everyone else. Even though everybody else was great and it was really everybody's reel was really dramatic. And we talked about this on the show the other day. We didn't know if her reel could be Cassie DePaiva's reel, because Kathy was playing the when Paige died and all that stuff. So we were, even though I picked Mary Beth Evans, I did not know for real. I was like, I'm going to pick her, but, it'll probably go to Kathy. So I was actually really surprised. And then on the talk, I watched that on Monday when all the winners were on there. And Tyler Christopher, another Tyler Christopher story, everyone. But Tyler Christopher said that Mary Beth Evans, it was kind of like a coincidence that they both won, because you know, this is his first nomination in this category and his first win, and same for her. And she was his first TV kiss. Like, when he came on General Hospital, she was already there.
Yep.
And he was with Catherine on the show. So I thought that was funny. But, okay, I'll stop talking.
Yeah.
Now it's Cody's turn because I think I've talked a lot.
That's good. He told that story backstage as well at the show about the kiss and everything. But one thing that's kind of interesting to note, the talk was saying when they came back for their Emmy win, they were saying, yes, we are going to have everyone on the show. But remember, last year it was controversy. They didn't have everyone that was on CBS. So I'm glad that everyone's kind of they're kind of doing the favorite nations thing and letting everyone come on the show, and because they're not getting enough press. You know, here's the thing. You know, we had this great red carpet and we had a really nice show, and it's not on TV. And so many people are like, is it live streamed somewhere on the internet? And it wasn't. So it's frustrating. It's frustrating, I think, for the fans not to be able to honor their favorite actors and actresses.
Well, and last year it wasn't, you know, that big of a deal. Like, we all, when it was live streamed and everything, I mean, we followed it because I've been on the show 2 years. This is our third Emmys together. It wasn't that big of a deal to us that we didn't watch it on TV. I wasn't, you know, I didn't really care. It was live streamed, but I wasn't super into it, you know. And this year it was a really, really great year, and everything seemed to go so well. And it sucked that it wasn't on TV because we saw all these wonderful things. And for once, everybody was really, really interested, and it generated way more buzz, I think, this time than in the past couple of years, and it wasn't on television. So maybe that'll change next year, because it definitely should have been on TV. I was so jealous that I wasn't there because it wasn't on TV.
I agree.
Like, I was like, I wish I was there because I don't know everything that's happening.
Yeah, and I'm surprised because this was my third year covering daytime Emmys. And, you know, I covered my first year with that live stream that was kind of a mess, and that red carpet was kind of a mess. And you can go back and Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about. But
it was a mess. We saw it, unfortunately.
It was a mess. Oh, yeah. It was
I like to refer to it as the great daytime Emmy red carpet debacle of 2014.
We talk about it on the show. We reference it because then we remember how, you know, tragic it was. But
Tragic.
And you know what's funny is that I was on the red carpet and we didn't have any Wi-Fi, so we were kind of in this weird blackout. Like, I didn't know what was happening on social media, nor did I know what was happening in the carpet in front of me, which is where all the disaster was happening. I was further down on the carpet. And then when I finally got to an area where I did have Wi-Fi again, I was like, oh my gosh, all this was happening like 10 feet from me. So that was really interesting how that played out. But the other thing last year was done really nice. It was at the Warner Brothers lot, and it was a nice show, and it was a nice setup, and, you know, Pop TV broadcast the show, so I was kind of expecting the same thing, and it was disappointing because it was a lovely show again this year, but it just didn't get the media coverage that they deserved.
Yeah, it was exceptional this year from what I saw, and everybody, you know, for once, again, we felt like everybody that really deserve to win are the ones that we expected to win actually won, which is not usual for us. I'm normally completely wrong because I pick my favorites and, you know, because I'm a little biased, I pick my favorites and who I really think should win every year when we do this, and normally I'm totally wrong. I get maybe one right. Sometimes I get none. But I was right. So I'm actually really surprised that it went as well as it did, you know, for everybody involved. But it was great. Okay, let's talk about the clothes because, you know, that's what I'm here for.
And I'm out.
Any favorite favorite
looks? And I'm out.
You know, there were some interesting dresses. I loved the train on Lindsay Godfrey's. She actually had a two-piece gown, but she had this beautiful train in the back that was just absolutely gorgeous. That was kind of one of my favorites just because it was unique and it was white and it was fresh. I was laughing because Jen Lilly and I have always dressed alike every time I see her. I'm like, why am I always wearing the same dress as you? Yeah, we looked like cupcakes sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
So that's always fun. And I'm like, I don't say I'm wearing this color and this outfit. You should too. She does her own thing. But every time I see her, whether it's like Day of Days or whether it's Daytime Emmys, they're eerily similar.
Yes.
What was your favorite dress?
Jessica Collins she looked amazing. I love that dress. I also loved Christian Alfonso. She had on a black dress. And Lily Melgar, the green sequin dress, which I saw a ton of pictures because I follow her on Snapchat and everything, but I loved that dress, but Jessica Collins was my favorite, and I loved also, I'm not biased, I swear, I loved what Mary Beth Evans wore, like, I loved that outfit, and the whole outfit, obviously, but, and Cody has heard this, like, 3,000 times, like, he's heard me talk about all this stuff already, because he gets stuck hearing it all, because I'm his best friend, and he's, you know, in it for the long haul and all.
He takes some time.
So he's already heard
stuff.
All this, but I even texted him, and I was like, she looks amazing, or this person looks amazing, and he'd be like, who? And I didn't see
what?
It, and I was like, never mind. Hey, we have a
well,
caller.
Well, you know, Jessica.
I didn't expect us to have a caller, but we do, so let's put them on.
Okay.
Hey, you're on.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Who is this?
This is
Okay, we just wanted to wanted to know who you were before we start talking. So, what's up with you?
Nothing. I wanted to call in about the Emmys. You know what I was most surprised about was the talk winning outstanding talk show. I totally thought Ellen was going to take it. That was came as a shock.
Yeah,
you're absolutely
right.
Well, here's the interesting thing about that. I mean, Ellen doesn't submit herself anymore, but she does submit the show because she wants to make sure that the crew gets honored for their work. They've won for so long. So when they announced the talk, all of us backstage were absolutely shocked. It was really interesting. And I tweeted out, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is a really big thing. And what wound up happening was, Steve Lashner, who's the executive producer of Ellen, said, oh my gosh,
oh, we have another caller too.
You guys are right on the money.
I was I watched the talk, like, not every day, but pretty regularly, so I was happy to see them win, but I didn't expect them to win.
Fuck.
Anyways, thank you for calling. We have another caller on the line, though, so I'm going to let you just listen to this. I'm picking them up. Just kidding. Are you guys still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
I was having technical difficulties, and the call dropped, and then, like, another call came in, and then they left.
Yeah.
Oh, they're back. Hang on. Cody's watching it, too. Hello.
Are you guys still there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. Oh, we have feedback.
I can hear
myself.
Yeah, I know. Feedback.
That's really weird. Technical difficulties. And the call's gone.
Yeah.
Kristen, are you still there?
I'm still here. Mercury is in retrograde, so I think everything's just happened weird with technology.
Yes,
anyway.
That's right. I told him about Mercury being in retrograde a while back, and he thought I was crazy, but it really does mess with things.
Good.
I don't know what that was. That was so weird. But the call came in, two different calls, and they both dropped, and then they came back, and then I could hear myself, which I hate because it, like, feeds back. But we're good now. Okay.
Woo!
So,
I was just going to say, just to finish up with the talk, it really kind of sets them apart, though, which is interesting because, you know, we've got The View, we've got The Real, and, you know, it's a bunch of women sitting at a table and chatting, but it really sets the talk apart, and it also says, you know what, Ellen has won a ton. We're also acknowledging what the talk has done for daytime, so that was a big move.
Yeah, and I watched the talk. The little voice just interrupted me. I watched the talk when it first came on, and I didn't actually think that it would stay on the air for very long, which is funny now because it's been on the air for a while. But I've watched the talk for a long time, and I was happy to see them win, even though I didn't necessarily expect it. We didn't really talk about, like, the talk shows and stuff the other night when we did our Emmy show. We focused on the actor and actresses because we had so much to talk about, but I was happy to see them win. They were my pick. So we had to talk about best show and all that stuff. We didn't talk about that. So, General Hospital took home Outstanding Drama. Let me be official with it. Outstanding Drama, which I obviously picked because that's our soap. So, we're very biased here because that is our favorite. But I don't really have anything, like, super exceptionally awesome to say about it. I just thought it was great that they won.
Yeah, it's great that they won. I mean, mean, I think, like, it was interesting to see how all of the awards were divided. And you look at Young and the Restless, and I'm sure that the executive producers and the writing team are going to kind of have to go back and retool, because they weren't honored in the way that the other soaps were. And that says a lot, you know, especially when you have four major soaps on the air left. It's not like back in the day when there were 10 or anything else like that. So when you're kind of left off the winner's podium the way they were, I mean, they weren't completely shut out, but compared to the other shows, they were. And so you just have to sit there and go, how do we sort of refocus the show and refocus the writing?
Right. Well, you know, in a lot of years past, we've been disappointed because, like, we, Cody and me and Kathy, because it was a different soap and we didn't necessarily think that it was, like, as great as the other three. Or, you know, because some years one soap will take a lot of things and there'll be just one or two. And this year, General
one
Hospital, I think they took nine. Yeah. They think they took nine, but there was a pretty decent spread this year, I think. I mean, looking at, I have the list in front of me. There was a decent spread of winners this year. I mean, I feel like it was pretty, because they didn't take every category, but they did take several. So it was nice to see a different soap taking more, like, because last year, I don't remember last year, I can't even remember, but there's been a year that we've covered that Young and the Rest was pretty much swept, and they took a lot of stuff home, and General Hospital maybe took two or three, so it was nice to see our favorite, which Days of Our Lives is right up there for favorite, but it was nice to see our favorite take a bunch home, because I think that they deserved that. I think everybody that was nominated was exceptional this year, and I think, like, all of the actresses, because we saw the pre-noms and all of the actresses that and actors that got the nominations off the pre-noms list, we were pretty much, we had talked about, and we wanted all of these ones to get them. We didn't want to have to narrow it down because everybody was great, but it was nice to see the people that we expected, because they were great, get the nominations, and it was nice to see a different soap sort of take home the awards this time, because there have been years that we've covered it where it's been all one soap, and it was like Young and the Restless, or, you know, Bold and Beautiful had a really good year in the past few years, so it was nice to see that. It's something different, something that wasn't super predictable.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and we do know, like, and the other thing with all of this, we do know the CBS daytime show has been picked up through 17. Days of Our Lives has as well. So you know that these shows are continuing on, so I'm glad to see that there's still some strength there.
Yeah, and today, I don't know the entire story, but today I saw on Twitter that Patsy Peace had tweeted an interview, and she had said that she was coming back to Days of Our Lives, and then somebody was like, I'm so excited, and she's like, I said maybe, but then she had already said, like, yes. So I'm not sure if she's, like, if it's out, like, officially that she's coming back, but she was tweeting about it earlier, like, you know, coming off the Emmys. That's what was going on online, so, yeah.
Yeah, when I talked to Jen Lilly, she said, you know, well, Patsy lives in Florida, so she's not in California all the time, but, you know, Jen says, you know, I'd just love to see her come back as a series regular, you know, as a contract player versus just, you know, popping in every once in a while. But it just depends on what that storyline is and what they have going. Remember, Dave has two writers, so anything's possible, but I haven't heard any confirmation.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything official yet, but I did see her tweeting back and forth with someone talking about it, and then they had said they were excited, and she said something back, and then somebody said something else, and she said, I remember I said maybe with, like, the winky face, so I'm not sure, but we were super excited over that,
maybe
even
she's
if
coming
it
back.
Is just an arc or whatever.
But, yeah, and that's it. It could be just an arc, and they also have to be very careful about social media and storylines, contracts, and everything else, because we've seen a lot of people get in hot water this year over social media. And even people's spouses tweeting out things that they shouldn't. So, there you go.
Mm-hmm. We're right up in all that when it happens, Cody and I. Like, we're sending screenshots and we're like, look at this. Like, we are crazy about that stuff because we find it interesting. And then we're also like, look how big this person put their foot in their mouth. And it's funny to us because it's not us.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm sure it wouldn't be if it was us, but... But we're all up in that stuff when it happens. But, I would love to see her back. Everyone knows that she has been on the show, like, a million times, it seems like. And we're all really great friends with her. So that would be awesome. Plus, I think this is really funny, but I know we're almost out of time. I'll shut up in a second. This is a really, like, when we're watching TV, my family, and we see, because, you know, a lot of times soap stars are on different TV shows as, like, guests. I'll be like, I know that person. And my dad's like, shut up. And then like 10 minutes later, he's like, okay, how do you know them? Because he pretends he doesn't care. And then I tell him and he's like, that's cool. So if Patsy Pease was on TV, I could say, hey, Dad, I know her. And he'd be
like,
sure, ask me about it. But anyways, I know, Cody, we're almost out of time, so I'll let you do your thing, and then I'll shut up.
We wanted to thank you again for us taking all the time out of your day to come on and talk with us. And I think I speak for both me and Em when I say we both got a ton of respect for you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys. It's always a pleasure being invited back to the show.
Kristen's my girl. Kristen, and I've known Kristen since I joined Twitter. Like, little me. Like, I don't know how old I was. Let me think. It's been a few years. I was a freshman. So I was, like, 14, 15. I've known Kristen, like, all through high school. She's my girl. So,
I know.
You can always tell me gossip on our show. I used to tell her I was going to take
my dog. I've got to say this right quick.
Back in the day.
Whenever I run across a red carpet interview of yours, Kristen, I always watch it because.
And then he sends them to me because he thinks I haven't seen them.
Well, thank you.
But I so want to be on that a red carpet someday talking to the stars. That's my ultimate goal.
And you will, because you work hard, and that's exactly what it takes. Take part, getting yourself
there.
I've
been telling Kristen for 4 or 5 years that I'm taking her job one day. So, you know,
you will be.
That was
We're
the
both
original
job.
I mean, this was a joke originally before I ever even came on the show. Like, when I was like a freshman, sophomore, whatever, I told Kristen I wanted her job, and she said that she was grooming me for her retirement, and then I ended up on the show. So. Funny how that worked
hilarious.
Out. Back then, I wasn't on the show, but, yeah, little story. Well, I can't believe it's been that long since I've been on the internet. That makes me wonder what I said, you know, in 5 years on the internet. But, anyway, thank you, Kristen, for coming in.
Thank
you. Totally letting me fangirl over who won Emmys today. It was nice.
Cody
was tired of hearing
my
it.
Pleasure.
He's been hearing it all week. So.
Like, that's enough.
Well, you're welcome back. You're welcome back anytime, of course. You know,
absolutely.
I'll just email you. When we need you to come back, because I'm sure we will.
Perfect. Love it. Always happy.
All right. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's always fun.
Indeed. I love her. She's great.
That's always fun.
I booked her in, like, 5 minutes last week. I said, you should come on the show. And she said, okay, send me an email. And then she responded back, and it was, like, set. And I didn't even have to tell Cody. I just tweeted it, and he already, like, I didn't have to tell him in advance because he already expected it.
I retweeted it. I was like, okay, Kristen, come on. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, Kristen, I've known Kristen forever. And I used to, when I was younger, I wanted to be a reporter, which is really funny because I changed my mind, and then I ended up on the show. But that's what I wanted to do with my life. Yeah, and I met Kristen, and she was, like, encouraging me and all this stuff. And then I played a role in a play when I was a reporter, and I told her I was pretending I was her. So we have this long, drawn-out thing, but I've known her forever and a day, it seems like. So, announcements. Do you want me to do it?
Yes, announcements.
Like, rapid speed.
I'll do it because we've got time. I'll do it.
Okay.
Next Tuesday, we have the Hobbs sisters coming back. That's next Tuesday at 4:30. And then the 17th, we have one of my favorite people probably ever. And don't you say a word, Anne, because I know what you're thinking. Don't you say
you
a word.
You literally have no chill. I never am going to say anything, and you have no chill. I just sit here. Like, I'm not saying anything.
Well, I'm not taking any chances. the 17th, we have singer-songwriter Megan Golden coming back, who is one of my favorite people in this entire world.
You should add to your little tally that I said Tyler Christopher's name 4 times today. 5, just counting that one.
That makes it 365.
There you go. That's one for every day of the year.
Thank
you, everyone, for tweeting with us during the Emmys. I had a super great time. I was up till like 1 a.m. with Nancy. I felt like I was hungover the next day. about like Lily Melgar in her Snapchat story with the sunglasses. Shout out to you, Lily. But
that was hilarious. That was so fun.
Yeah, so thank you all for tweeting with us. Thanks for listening to the show, and we're sorry about technical difficulties. I'm not sure what happened, but I apologize to the caller because your call got dropped like 4 times. So I'm sorry. I don't even know this person. I've never seen them on Twitter, so I'm sorry that I don't know you, but tweet me. And keep your eyes on Twitter because something exciting is coming soon. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yes. I'm
keep your eyes on the Twitter.
I'm going to let you go so you can wrap the show, okay?
Oh, wait, don't leave. I hate doing it by myself.
Okay.
Don't leave me.
Okay, never mind then.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us, and you've just listened to another episode of Weekdays with Murph. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you and goodbye.